What are your memories of that? It can't be good ones, but...
Actually, it was a good story come out of that, to be fair. I mean, it was a... You know, I still wake up to the night thinking about it.
Me too, I was there, yeah.
But actually, as everybody can remember, probably saw it worst look.
What we're talking about is for the one or two people who've been living under rocks for a few years. England were playing Germany in a mildly important game.
Yeah.
And the idea being we had to score more penalties than them. Chris steps up to take our penalty. But what actually happened to that, Chris?
Well, I had to stop the game, didn't we? So.
Yeah.
But
it went a long way over the line.
A long way, yeah. Quite a long way. Because what happened was the ball actually went over the bar. And I did hit it with a bit of pace, to be fair. So it went and bounced on the running track, was about 50 yards behind the goal.
Yeah.
Bounced into the crowd where the English fans were. And a young boy actually caught it. And when I came back from the World Cup, after about 3 or 4 days, I was in Newcastle. They said, would I go on breakfast television?
Yeah.
So I went on breakfast television in Newcastle. And all of a sudden, this boy's walked in, and his dad, with a football. So I thought, well, obviously they want the ball signed. So I found out that the ball... Actually, as the game finished, he caught it.
Yeah.
The policeman said, oh, well, the game's finished, you can go now.
Yeah.
And he went to give the ball to the policeman, and the policeman said, no, I'll keep it, a souvenir. So he's put in his bag and brought it home. But I didn't know anything about that. So I'm sitting there, and they've walked in and they said, this lad's from Derbyshire, and he's got the ball he missed the penalty with. And I thought, well, I know I hit it a long way, but I think it landed in Derbyshire.
Good story, huh? I don't want to linger on this, but do you remember what you were thinking as you waited to take yours? I mean, once it goes to penalties and that final whistle goes, what do you think? You obviously think, well, I'm going to miss mine. I mean, there's a fatalist, you probably think that, am I right?
I don't know. You go through every plan you can think of. Originally, I was going to place it. I'd watched the goalie dive. He moved early, and I thought, well, I'll place it to his left.
Mm.
But then... I'll have to bring Stuart Pearson, but I'm sorry, he missed one. So,
he certainly did. Yeah.
So then I changed my plan and thought I'd better hit it with power.
Yeah, he did.
And I did, as I said, land in Derbyshire, so...
Yeah, it went a reason long
longest way. Penalty in the world.
Yeah, was that. What age is a footballer his best at? It's all right saying some 70-year-old wonder kids out there, but what, with your experience now, what age is good for a footballer?
34.
34, straight down.
No,
yeah.
I
walked right into that.
No, I'd say about... Nowadays, I would say between... 28 and 32.
Yeah. And you've matured there? Yeah? You're not going to go nuts and larrup any supporters anymore?
I don't think I could have jumped that high, really.
And we wouldn't want you to, because damn it, sir, you're British. It's Chris Waddle! Thanks, Chris.